I can get a stapler with the rubber ones, I just didn't have.
Okay, no problem. We're going to begin discussing the Sugya of Maros. The Mishnah tells us in the Tes Amud Aleph, Chamisha Damim Tumeim Be'isha. So the Mishnah describes, according to Tanakhama, there are five shades of Dam that are Tamei. Ha'adam, Ha'shachor, Ha'kar and Karka, Ha'kamei Adama, Ha'kamazuk. So we have straight red, black, and then three different variations of red. And then so the Mishnah seems to present three shitos as to what maros, what shades are tame. The Tanakhama has five categories of dam, or five shades of dam that are tame. It sounds like simple reading of the Mishnah that all five are on equal footing. Adam, Shachar, and the three different flavors of Adam. Those are all on equal footing. And then, Samach, Loka, B'Shamay, and Be'Selel about Meme Tilsan and Kameme Basik Sali. And there it says Be'Selel Mitarim. And then you have Yarok, which is a Machlok, a Kaib, and Malalal, and Chachamim. So the Gemara is bothered. Look at the last line in the New Testament, Aleph, Beisil Matarin, Haina Tanakama. So Tanakama says there are five Damim that are Tameh. Beishamai adds another two to the list, and Beisil says, no, those two are Tahar. So it sounds like Tanakama and Beisil are essentially the same. Tanakama has five, Beishamai has five plus two, and Beisil has five plus two minus two, which is the same five. So what's the difference between Tanakama and Beisil? Gemara says, Haina Tanakama, Ikabeinayu, Litlos, says Rashi, top line on your testament base, what does that mean, Litlos? Tanakama Savar, Chamisha Damim Timeim Vadai, the Idach Sveka. So the Gemara understands, according to Tanakama, the five categories of Dam that we start with, Adam, Shachor, and the three other shades of red, those are Tame Vadai, but there are other shades that are Tame Misafik, Ubeis Hillel, Tahori Mamish. So according to Tanakhama, the five damim are tame vadai. There are other shades that are tame misafek. According to Beishamai, five plus two are tame vadai. And according to Beisolel, only the five are tame, and everything else is tahor across the board without any safek. Right, and then that's also the chachamim of Akavi b'Malal would say the same thing. The Yara Kakabim Malal's Matam, Yachamim Matarim. So those Chachamim, the Akabim Malalel, are like Beis Hillel. That's the next line of the Gemara, a few lines down. Hanatanakami Kabinai Litlos, same thing. So those Chachamim, the Akabim Malalel, are like Beis Hillel, in difference with the Tanakama, that everything else is Tahor Vada. Okay. Now, we started by saying that the simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like, according to Tanakhama, these five damim are tame, and they're all on the same level. Red, black, and the other reds are all the same. There is a line in the Rashba, in the Rashba in Taras Abayis, the beginning of Taras Abayis HaKatzar, the beginning of Bayis Ayin. There, when the Rashba quotes this in the Mishnah, he says, V'o timu chachamim es ha-shachar. So that sounds like he understood the red and all the red families that are the members of the red family that are Tameh, that's Min HaTorah. And Shachor, black, is Midrabanan. V'o Timu Chachamim es HaShachor. We'll see Rav Avadia actually thinks that reading the Rashba is LaHalacha. When we discuss a little bit later Brown, Avadia is inclined to be makel on browns because, to the extent that we would be makel on browns, it's because it's like black. But if black is only derabanan to begin with, then there's more reason to be makel on brown. But just as far as, before we get to any lemaisa, as far as that line in the Rashba that indicates a difference between red and black on a deraisa level, red being tamei min haTorah, black being midrabanan. In the Sefer Shari Tara, that's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's nephew, that we've quoted before, Shari Tara Simen Yud Beis Ostalid. Simen Yud Beis Ostalid. He points out that there's a Rashi in Sukkah that sounds like this also. Rashi in Sukkah Lamed Gimel Amid Beis writes, Dam Shachor V'isha Adamhu El Shalaka. That black blood started out red, and something happened to it, and it turned black. Lefikach Tim'uhu. Therefore, Chachamim were mitame black blood, kedetanan, quotes our Mishnah here, nida daf yates. That also sounds like this Rashba, that Dam Shachar is only tame midirabana. And then the Shari Torah of Stern points out, there's Yerushalmi, that's Beferish, not like that, Yerushalmi Perik Beis, Halacha Vav, that says, Minayim lechanisha damim tamei min haTorah. So that's Mefurish, that the five damim mentioned in our Mishnah are all on equal footing, and all of them are tamei min haTorah. So he thinks Rashi and Sukkah is mashma like the Rashi and Torah Sabayis HaKatzar. There's a difference between the reds and the black on a deraisa level, and the Yerushalmi is Beferish that they're all equivalent. So he thinks that this question as to whether black is tamei min haTorah or not should be dependent on when does black become black. If the concern is that Adam, that Shachar is Adam Shalaka, is red blood whose color changed, so is the concern that the color changed before it was Yotzei Mibisara? Before it was Yotzei Min Harechem or after? If it changed into black when it was Yotzei Min Harechem, before it was Yotzei Min Harechem, so then at the point that the Dam would be in a position to be Mitame or to be Tame, it's already black. So that that arguably would only be a problem derabanan. If it started out at a point where it was already Tame red and then it turned black later, so then it's more likely that that on a derisal level is the same as regular red blood. They think that's what this question should be dependent on. Are we concerned that the blood was red initially before it left the rechem and only turned black after it left the rechem, or was it black even when it was still in the rechem?
What do we say you go by when you see it?
I'm sorry?
What do we say you go by when it goes out?
Well, we know.
It's a tamei mara.
I'm sorry?
In the rechem that goes out.
No, so we know that the point at which a woman becomes tamei or a dam becomes tamei is when it's the yotzei min harechem into the proser, when it leaves the rechem, right? So the critical point should be as it leaves the rechem at a point that it could be mitame. Anything that's still in the rechem is not going to be mitame, right? So then he points out that this Rashi in Sukkah is consistent with the diyuk he has in Rashi here on the Gemara in Nida. The bottom of Yates Amud Aleph. I just read a couple lines in the Gemara. The last short line, Yates Amud Aleph. The shachar is there. Lo mitchilasa hu mashkir, ela kishenarkar hu mashkir. So this dam becomes black when it's nekar, when it leaves its source location. Mashal adam maka likishenarkar hu mashkir. Just as dam maka turns black after it leaves its original location. Says Rashi, likishenarkar. When the damaka is nekar min haguf loko mashkir. If you have damaka, you have a wound, it's bleeding. After it starts bleeding, after the blood leaves the body, then it's going to turn black. It doesn't turn black when it's still internal. It turns black after it leaves the body. So the Gemara here had two lines. It compares regular damnida that's nekar with damaka that's nekar. Right? The first it says, lo mitchilasa hu mashkir el kishe nekar. And then it says, Damaka Likishenekar. So this comment of Rashi, Likishenekar, is going on the second usage of the term in the context of Damaka, not the first usage of the term in the context of Damnida. So Rishon is Medayik, that is Bekavana. when it comes to Dam Nida, it's not, it doesn't turn black when it's Nekar Min Ha Rechem. It turns black before that. It turns black when it's still in the Rechem, which is why you would argue that black blood is only Tamei Midrabanan, because at the time that it's Yotzei Leprozdar, it's already black. So Rashi only says Kishenekar Minaguf Mashkir in the context of Dam Maka and not in the context of Dam Nida. So he thinks that's a Diuk Lishitoso, that Dam Shachar is only Tamei Midrabanan. Okay, that's some of the parentheticals. Let's go back to our story. Whether or not Dam Shachar is Tamei Min HaTamei Derabanan, so let's call that a Machlokes Yeshanim for the moment. But the regular red blood and the other shades of red mentioned in the Mishnah, that clearly is Tamei Me'ikir HaDin. Okay, now there's a machlokas rishonim, how to understand other maros, and it's other than the ones that are explicit in the Mishnah. The Sefer Chinuch has the following lashon: Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah Rei Zayin. Umasha Amru Zal Gam Kein Shechamisha Maros Damim Hein Shetimah HaTorah. So he assumes that all five, including Shachar, are deraisa. Fine. Ushar Maros Hadamim Torah, but any other maros is going to be tahor. It's only this list in the Mishnah of the five Maris Damim that are Tamei. Ha'inyin hu lefi shachachamim yadu b'chachmasan shekol dam she'eno me'osan chamisha maros eno ba mimakom Tamei. So Chazal knew that the only dam in a makor is dam of these shades. If you have dam of another shade, then it's not min a makor, meaning that these shades mentioned in the Mishnah, the chamisha damim, are a simen, not a siba. It's not that these shades are definitionally tame. It's that these shades are an indicator that the dam came in a makor. Any dam in a makor is going to be tame. Any normal dam in a makor is going to be tame, leaving aside whatever damak is. Any dam in a makor is going to be tame, and these shades are a simen that the dam we're looking at is dam min a makor. Chacham understood that the only dam that comes from no core is dam of these shades. And any other shade could not come in a makor. That's the lashon of Sefer Chinuch, Simen Reish Zayin. So there's nothing special per se about these shades. Be'etzem, it's that they're simply an indication that the dam is min ha-makor. And in theory, if you were able to establish scientifically that there's other dam that came in the makor, even if it doesn't present this way, that could be Tamei Min HaTorah. But Chazal understood, B'chach Masam, that these are the five shades that come Min HaMakor. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch, there in Mitzvah Reish Zayin, points out that other Rishonim don't sound the way. See, he quotes the Rambam, Rambam Perakei Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, "Lo kol mashka haba min acheder mitame." Not every liquid, or not every not everything expelled min acheder is tame. Ela hadam bluvat shenam ar dami azava. So not every excretion min ha-makor is tamei, only dam is tamei. Lefikach, im shasas min ha-rechem loven o mashka yarok. Therefore, if the rechem expels a white discharge or a yarok discharge, we haven't defined yarok yet, but call it yellow if you want. If the rechem expels a other colored discharge, even though the consistency of that discharge is the same consistency as dam, Hare Zeh Tahor. Since it doesn't have the appearance of dam, it's going to be Tahor. So that's explicit in the Rambam, says in Minchas Chinuch, that if you have a discharge that you know comes from a Makor, but it doesn't have the appearance of dam, even if it has the consistency of dam, that's not going to be Tameh. Yeah.
Those are two conclusive things. One is if it's dam or not, and one is once it's dam, is it Maratameh?
No, so the Rambam is saying, even if it's dam, it's not.
Wait,
the Rambam is talking about dam too. What do you mean?
He's saying, comes from the body, you have these other discharges.
He's saying, even it has. What is dam? He's saying it has the consistency of blood, it's just a different color. It doesn't look like dam we think of as red. I'm sorry?
That's not dam.
Well, that's part of what we're discussing here.
Once but, you know it's dam, it's a symbol.
So what does dam mean?
There's a certain
what?
Chemical makeup.
What does that mean? You can't define.
White discharge.
I'm sorry.
Dumb.
Why not?
If it doesn't flow through your veins, that's what
dumb is. So the definition of dumb is something that flows through your veins.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but let's say.
It's the best way they have known.
So. But that's not what the Rambam says. He doesn't say, since it doesn't flow through your veins, it's tar. He says, since it doesn't have the appearance of dam. A marav maradam. Marav is a color, an appearance.
But he's not talking about. But then once you're in dam, you have marav come in marav dam. According to the Rambam.
The Rambam says that if you have a other color discharge, even if it has a consistency of blood, we'll use blood for dam for lack of a better term, even though it doesn't have the appearance of blood, which means it's not red, it's still going to be tahor.
But you have red dams which are not tahor. And the Sefer Chinuch.
So that's not going to be
red dams which are tahor. And that's a simon that it's not min ha'makor.
So I assume he's saying the metzias is only the maros that are tameh actually come from the makor. For those other things, it's impossible to come from the makor. Stamach or whatever else it is. Is the minfas kind of saying here that in theory, by the sefer chinuch, if there would be to be some other irregular discharge that a doctor verified as from the makor, that would still be in tameh?
The Minchas Chinuch doesn't spell that out, but that is possible that anything. Yeah, that is a possible read of the Sefer Chinuch. So you want to say in the Rambam, what? That if you were to have a discharge that is a shade of red that's not a red of the Mishnah,
yeah.
Then what?
Then maybe it's just a simon. And Chazal knew that because it's this red, it didn't come from the Makor. Not necessarily, but he's not explicitly arguing with Sefer Chinuch.
But that's also a Mar of Maradam.
That's a Mar.
Meaning a red that's not the red of the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
That's not Maradam. Maradam is the Chamisha Damim of the Mishnah.
He says Maradam? No.
He said, yeah. Again, Lefikachim Shasas Menarachim Lovin Amashka Yarok, Alpha Pisha Smichaso Kedam, Hove a Mar of Maradam, or is a Tar. Even though it has a consistency of Dam, since it doesn't have the appearance of Dam, it's Tar.
It doesn't necessarily mean Dam Tam, it means Maradam.
But So what is that?
Thumbs are in.
So if something has the appearance, if something is red, but it's not one of the reds in the Mishnah, you're saying according to Rambam that would be tamei?
No. It'd be tar for a different reason. The halacha, they don't just say the same thing as the mental. It's just, the same thing sounds more like a simon. What is this in the Rambam?
The Rambam is Perakei Halacha Bav. So you want to say that Rama may agree that any other mara, like another shade of blood, doesn't come in, would not come in a makor. But then the emphasis is in the wrong place. Again, lefikach lo kol mashka b'min acheder mitame ela hadam b'lvat shenemar dami yazava lefikach imshas as minarechem lo b'na mashka yarok. Alpha Pishas Michas of Kedam, Ho the Ein Mar of Maradam, Hare Zeh Tohar. So what do you want to say? According to the Rambam, you have Dam that is a different shade of red than the shade mentioned in the Mishnah. So what's the thing going to be?
Right now he's just talking about is it Dam or not? That's not so he talks about Maros.
So the Rambam is saying that there are other maros that could come in a makor, and those are going to be tar. No?
There are maros.
There may be other maros that come in a makor, right?
Yeah. But Pasuk says no.
Yeah, there may be other damim that come in a makor, and that dam is going to be tar. So you say, no, he doesn't mean other damim, he means other discharge, it's not called dam. If it's dam, then it's definitely min a makor.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't say dam, it says white discharge.
This would probably take some biblical cross-referencing, but could it be that dam doesn't necessarily parallel the English word blood? That it just means a fluid discharge?
That's
okay, we'll give that some more thought. The Truah Sadeshen has a lashon also. Truah Sadeshen Reish Mem Vav. So he was asked about a situation where a person has argasha, a woman has argasha, and then she sees a Mare Tahor in conjunction with that argasha. We discussed a little bit in Hilchas Ksavim earlier. He has a line. So she did a bedika after the hargasha, and she found a different color discharge on the bedika. Armina dahi tipas loven hida argasha. So you have the right to say to attribute the hargasha to that mara tahar. Right, we saw this Truah Sadeshen quoted earlier. The lov and v'yarek nami min ha-makor kasi, because other colored discharge also comes from the makor. To the muchah b'chitas the kamiduchta, including our gemara here on daf yotes. But you're saying there also. So he's talking about other discharges. Maybe everyone would agree. that dam of another shade that comes from into a core may still be tar. Okay, I have to think about that a little more.
Well, I'm saying the Sevach Enoch would be saying it's a Simon, so if you know came from the corn's different color, you know, it's also that's not possible that someone had it, it should be Tama.
If you knew it came in a core with a different color, no, if it's not. You're saying, even if you know it comes from a core, it's not Tame, but even if you know it comes from a core, it's not Dam, then it's going to be Tar.
Yeah.
Okay, that's to, we'll give this some more thought. The Gemara Daf Kaf indicates through a number of stories that there were Amorayim who were not themselves Bikiyim B'maris Dam, in being able to distinguish between the appearance of that which would be a Mara Tahor and that which would be a Mara Tameh. The Rush writes along those lines in Perek Bey Simon Dalet. Doros halalu, ein baki b'maris damim, li shayin al-tach maso, l'hafrid bin dam v'dam. In our generation, Rosh writes, we don't have b'kiyim in maris damim to rely on their own expertise to distinguish between types of dam. V'afilu b'mei chachmei ashas, hayim en al-tacham, shayin en nam, yilir athamim. Even in the times of the Amorayim, there are Amorayim who were reluctant to pass in Amaros because they felt unqualified to distinguish between various shades of dam. Kol shekena idna, she'ein letar shum dam, ano to lamar anumas. Therefore, nowadays, even though technically speaking, the Mishnah tells you there are five shades of red/black that are tame, but there are other shades of red that would be tahor. But nowadays, the Rav says that you shouldn't be metar any mara that is no to lamumas that has any redness or reddish hue or tint. And lo shehe lavan v'yara k'marazad, unless it's unequivocally a different color, like white or yellow or gold. Afal gav d'tanakam b'safir d'dam yara tolof. Okay. So the Rush says that you see present during the time of Amorayim that not all the Amorayim felt themselves proficient to distinguish between different shades of dam. So kol shekhen nowadays, anything that has a little bit of redness, you have to be machmer.
So how do we know that, say, there's a shade of brown that wasn't one of the maros that was mentioned in the Mishnah? Like,
how do you know that all those maros are red and not brown?
Just as an example, meaning, like, how do we know that there isn't some kind of color that's, you know, I guess the Gemara seems to describe it as a variant of red, but we can't necessarily tell. Like, shouldn't we be worried? Maybe that's what the Mishnah was talking about.
So we'll get to other shades in a little while, but I think it's clear enough from the Gemara that the shades mentioned in the Mishnah are all types of red. Karen Karkom, Kimeme Adama, Mazuk, diluted wine. So it's seems pretty clear that these are all types of red.
You know what color the dirt is?
I'm sorry?
They're like dirt mixed with water.
So that's an example of where I could see there being a shade of brown.
Yeah, okay, so we'll talk about brown and what we know about brown soon. Okay. So that's the Rush writes, and nowadays we don't have sufficient expertise to distinguish between shades of red, and therefore anything that's notel and mumis, you have to be machmira. The Russian presentation is that this is a chumrah from his day, meaning there's precedent in the time of the Amorayim that there were Amorayim who were reluctant to pass it. But kol shekhena idna, nowadays, you shouldn't be mitahir any dam that's not to lemumis, but no indication in the Rush that this was a universal practice in earlier generations. And in his day, he says you have to be machmir anything that's not le'admumis. And Rabbi Karr points out in his sefer that you see in the early Rishonim that no reference to such a practice of being machmir and anything that's not le'admumis, the Shiltos, the Bahag, the Smag, who only mention the Chamishim min Adamim and have no indication of any qualification about not being the entire other shades of red. However, the Rambam sounds like this was an earlier takana. The Rambam Perikid Aleph Halacha Gimel. Yisurei Bia Perikid Aleph Halacha Gimel. Bimei Chochmei HaGemara Nistavik HaDavar Harbe Beriyah Sadamim Miniskaku Avesta. So in the times of the Amoraim, there were doubts about Riyas Damim. And women got confused about calculating the Vestos. L'fi shelo haya koch b'chol anashim limnos yimei nid v'yimei ziva. L'fika chachmira chachamim b'davar zeh v'gazru shi yukol yimei isha k'yimei ziva asa v'yakol dam shetira safek dam zivas. So layer number one was that we are machmir across the board to treat every woman as a zava l'chumra, not only a nida, right, in the realm of Takanas Rabbi. And then the Rama writes a few halachas later, halacha yigimol, v'chein im haisa b'maka v'yadam shosis nimena osha b'adam meimei regleh ha'reze tahara. So together with the takana of the machmir both directions to treat every woman as a zavu l'chumra, there was also a takana to treat all maros damim as tameim. Right, so that sounds like this was a corollary to and a historically contemporary edition with Takanas Rebbe, which is what the Torah explains in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel in long Hagdama, or that Hagdama to Hilchos Nida. The Ramban has a similar line, Hilchos Nida Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. So he quotes our Mishnah, we don't have to explain exactly how to check or evaluate these particular shades of red. Because it's already gzeira to treat everything as tamei. Shekvar gazer leh. Bismana zeh, kol sheyesh ba mara ad mumis, klau, bein shaya amak harbe, yodia harbe, whether it's dark or light, tameh, v'chein kol maros chakras. See, he has a line of shekvar gazer leh, and that there was already a gzeira that included be treating all maros that approximate red or black as mara tameh. And if that's practice now, then anything that's no telad mumis anywhere on the red spectrum is going to be tame. There is a line in the Tosos in the Tamid Radio and in Brachos that we quoted in one of the earlier Chaburos when we discussed Takanas Rabbi and the Chuminos of Sol Reb Zera. And that lashon of Afila Rova Tibas Dam Kechardal, the Tamid Ben Yonah had a line that Tibas Dam Kechardal is a reflection of color, not of size. So even if they see a Tibas Dam that is the appearance of a mustard seed, that is Dam Tamid. So we'll come back to that in a bit, but that's a relative shita siyachet. Okay, but whether this is a takana keduma, as indicated in the Rambam and the Ramban, or whether it's a later takana or later development in the Sanskrit Rishonim, but definitely by the time we get to the Rush, it seems to be the across the board practice that we're machmer on all types of red. That's what it says in the beginning of Siman Kuf Peches. The Mechaber writes, Kol Mara Adam, any red appearance, any red Mara, Beinim Hukeya Harbe, O Amok, whether it is light or dark, Tamei, V'chein Kol Mara Shachar, any black Mara as well, is Tamei. Shachar is Katan Aleph, Minatore, Inu Tamei, Elachamisha Minei Maras, So anything that's no telemumis is tamei midrabanan. Anything where there's no shaila that is definitely not to be confuted red is going to be tar. Okay. So we saw the Mishnah had a machlokas the kavi ben malalel and chachamim about Yarok, where according to the Chachamim, Yarok is Tar. What is Yarok? Tosfos writes, Yitesam and Beis, Hayarok. Hayarok, Hainuk Esrog. Yarok means yellow. Velo Yarok Akarsi, it doesn't mean green, it doesn't mean the color of a leek. Deinza no telai mumis. It only makes sense that there's a malfocus Tanayim, and there's a Shita Machmira, if it's a shade that could approximate or get confused with, or somehow be close to reddish. So yellow, on some level, or sometimes maybe noted to red, but green is never going to be noted to red. Anytime the Tanayim use the term Yarok, it means yellow. The Mishnah in Lulav HaGazel says about an Esrog Yarok Kikarsi. So that indicates that Stam Yarok is not Kikarsi. Stam Yarok means yellow. And if you, the way you indicate green is you call it Yarok Kikarsi. Yarok, like a leek, that's green. Yarok Stam is yellow. So according to Tosfos, the machlokas tanam in the Mishnah Kavim Malal and Chachamim is whether yellow is tamei yatahar, and we paskin like Chachamim that is tahar. But green, there's never having in the world that green could be a mara tamei according to anyone. Okay, lashon Rashba and the Chidushim here, the Ramaskal v'Yarok, he quotes Tosfos, and then he says. So he quotes Tosfos Raya, and he quotes Gemara and Chulim and Zayin and Mebeis. That sounds like the Stam is a Yarok, is not green. And then he quotes a Mishnah Negayim or Tosefta Negayim, Yerak Rak Kishava. That's like the color of wax, which is yellowish, not greenish. However, the Ritva seems to sound otherwise. The Ritva writes, Me'ata, Ach is my lezesh on your own dam. Anything that is white or green like a leek, yarok like a leek is tahor. That sounds like yarok kikarsi were mekalan, but yarok as in yellow, maybe would be mafneran. And that's like that Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that the Tibas Dam Kechardol is yellow like a mustard seed, and that is included in the Chumra de Benos Yisrael of Reb Zera. So according to Tosfos and the Rashba, the Machlokes Tanayim is about yellow, but green, everyone agrees, is never Havamina, that green would be Tame. According to the Ritva and Beva Ben Yonah, the Machlokes Tanayim is about green, so green were Mekalan, like the Chacham Zekav Zemalala, but yellow, maybe it has to be Machmira. In Shulchan Aruch, we're so saying, Mechaber writes, the Ein Tahor Elamar Lavan, the Chay Mar Yarok, Afilu Kamara Hashava Oazav. The Kosher Kain O Yarok Kekarthi Akasavin. Yarok is Tahor, even a yellowish, goldish Yarok, and Kosher Kain a greenish Yarok. The Afilu, and the Ramayat, the Chay Mar Shikorin, but Loshin Ashton is blue. Bukhal Yaraku, so blue is also Tahar. Mechaber continues, Afilu Yesh Basmichus Dam, Vu Av Harbe, even if it has a consistency of blood, Afilu Regisha Shinetach Makar, Bad Kam Yad, Umas Amar Salah the Torah, even if she does a Medikin, finds these Tahar shades, as the Chumash Hadeshim we saw before, where Chumash Hadeshim discusses it. Chumash Hadeshim himself is no to the Chumra, but the Mechaber is Mekel.
Doesn't Rashi in Chumash say that Cheles is Yarmouk? Which would make it sound like maybe greenish blue.
What Rashi?
I think the end of Parsha Shlach.
Okay. Don't remember, but even... either way, it is clear that different Rishonim understand Yarok differently in different contexts, and there is a context in which everyone agrees Yarok does mean green, but that doesn't. But we see the Machlokas Rishonim here, as far as the Machlokas in our mission Daf Yudes, and the Halacha of the Mechaber accepts both understandings of Yarok that are makele even by yellow. We're not done yet, but that's where the Mechaber writes here. The Aruch HaShulchan finds the contrary opinion of Ben Yonah difficult to countenance. The Aruch HaShulchan Ozayim and Ozfas quotes the Talmid of Ben Yonah of Tibas Dam Kechardol being yellow, and he says no one quotes this halacha. He didn't have the Ritva, which I don't think was printed yet. They can't believe that Talmid Ben Yonah would have ever written such a thing. So the Talmud Torah theory. Emlosha Chardol Shibim Komo Hayashachor Adam, unless their mustard seed was red. Because we know the Mishnah Kalayim tells us that there are different flavors of mustard seed. There's Chardol and Chardol and Mitzri. So maybe their Chardol was red or black, and that would make sense. But if Chardol and mustard seed is yellow, Aruch HaShulchan doesn't see how anyone in the world could believe that you'd be machmir on yellow.
How would red or black make sense?
I'm sorry?
How would red or black make sense? Those are obviously tamei.
No, real, the Maris and the Mishnah, those red or blacks are tamei. But if you have a mustard seed that is closer to red and not really red, so maybe then you could be machmir. Or We're talking about before the later enactment to be machmir in every red. In the time of Mishnah, you only have five reds, or four reds and a black, right? The chardol could have been a different kind of red that they accepted upon themselves to be machmir. In Rav Avadia, in page Reish Sadi, quotes from the Tshuva Me'ava. Chuvayav is the top of the Nod B'Yehuda, and he wrote that before he started his Rabbanis, he asked the Nod B'Yehuda whether to be machmir on a person should be machmir on yellow, and the other Yehuda said that you shouldn't be notif on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and you have no right to be machmir for others. That being said, there are many achronim who are machmir in the context of a hefsek tara. Chachmas Adam writes, Siman Kuf Yudayin Ostes, that even though if Beferish Shulchan Aruch that were made go on yellow, that that's not a maratamei, nevertheless, Vinir Ali, Afilu Kimara Gal, that's yellow, Kishava, Upshita Kisav, so even if it's the yellow of wax, and or definitely the yellow of gold, Yesh lahachmir b'dikazu, you should be machmir on a hefsektara, even though we paskin that yarek is tahor, and yarek and shulchan aruch means even yellow. However, there's a shalah, b'shem arshal, b'shem aramint, b'shem agadolim, that you shouldn't rush to be metahir yellow. So even though in general we're mako, when it comes to a hefsektara, where the woman is becheskas tameya, and we need to be mosi her mecheskasa, so there the bedika that you're doing is a more consequential bedika, and therefore for hefsek tara you should be machmir on yellow. Ramosha in his Shuvas Rabbi Eider Os Gimel and Chelik Bei Siman Ayin Ches and Chelik Gimel Siman Nun Hei, so Bei Ayin Ches Gimel Nun Hei. Ramosha also assumed, like this Chasam Sofer, to be Machmer for Hefsek Tara and even for the first 3 days of Bedikos. Ramosha writes, I'll read you from Chelik Gimel, the end of Siman Nun Hei. Chelik Gimel, the end of Siman Nun Hei. He says there are Balei Hara who are Mako. Sorry, even though they're Makilim about yellow. Here he talks about brown also, but we'll hold off on brown until next time. Even though they're Makilim on yellow, but there's room to be Machmer in the first 3 days, because we're concerned in the first 3 days, maybe the dam hasn't stopped Lagamri. And after Yichoshesh, that the son Mashu Dama came in a Makor into the base Hachizon, and maybe that got mixed up with other discharge, and the reason it's presenting as yellow is because the red got diluted. So even during the first 3 days, you should be Machmir. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from a Vilyashiv, Parak Beis, Ha'ar Lama Beis. The Rav Vilyashiv is Machmer like the Chachma Sadam for Hefsek Tara, and it was Machmer for Moch Dachuk as well. And so writes Rav Vosner, Chelik Vav, Simon Kuf Kaf Tes, Os Kaf Gimel. Chelik Vav, Simon Kuf Kaf Tes, Os Kaf Gimel. That you should be machmir on yellow for a hefsek tara, unless it's a woman who always has yellow discharge, but that's not her normal discharge, you should be machmir for a hefsek tara. The Sefer Chok Uzman, Rabbi Bleich, he quotes that he heard the name of the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav did not think there were grounds to be machmir even for hefsek tara. And he quotes that in the name of the stipler as well. In the back of the Sefer Mari Cohen, that's Rabbi Rubin from Harnov, he has a brief tshuva, shaila and tshuva to Chaim Kanievsky. Yes, Chaim Kanievsky was a Chazanish's position, and Chaim Kanievsky responded, the Chazanish's only machmir on yellow for Hefsek Tara, where it's no telad mumis. I'm not exactly sure what that means. If it's no telad mumis, then it's not really a pure yellow. But then in the Chokas Van, he quotes a number of other contemporary poskim who are Mekel Imfra Hasek Tara, not like the Chacham Sadam. Roshama Zamin seems to indicate that the minhag is to be Mekel, even though there might be what to be mocking about. That's Roshama Zamin Mincha Shlomo Cheleg Bei Siman Ayin Gimel.
Here?
In a few minutes. And so Shlomo Zalman notes that the minhag is to be Mako on this as well. And the Rabbi Willig is Mako Lamaisa that you don't have to be Choshesh for a Yalom Hara on a Hafsek Tara. And Mincha Shlomo is Yachelik Beisim and Ayin Gimel. So bottom line, yellow, as per the Tzachar Shachan Aruch, we are Mekel on in general for Bedikos, for Hasek Tara, that's a machlokas among the later poskim, whether to be Choshesh for the Chachmas Adam's Chumra, regarding a Yalom Mara on a Hasek Tara, and Moshe says even during the first 3 days of Bedikos. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll talk about Brown, and we'll go on to discuss Mars.
Biologically, what is yellow? It's like mucus.